thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title. Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage and James Tolson Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. And you can check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. Also, check out Bricks Real Estate, our YouTube channel, where you can see all of our past shows, great videos, and you can follow us on our Facebook page as well, where you can see upcoming events, watch us record live there. I'm going to go into the website just real quick because last week we're talking about mortgage shopping and types. There's a lot of great information that on our website you can download, the Smart Home Buyer Guide, and it's free. You go on there, BricksTwinCities.com, under publications, you can download that. We also have the Smart Seller Guide there as well. A lot of great information, and it goes much more in-depth about some of these mortgage shopping tips that we're talking about and how to make you an educated consumer as you're going out looking for these things and not just being a rate shopper. And we talked about the dangers of that. You got to get to that formula or know that formula to get to that rate. So we left off last week talking about conventional loans and mortgage insurance buyout, what's called a single premium.
Correct.
And one of the things that I see right now as how it can be an asset, maybe it doesn't always come down to the, oh, well, my break-even point at doing that is going to be, you know, 4 years or 3.5 years, and it's only $80 a month or whatever. Well, you know, $80 a month, you know, I think if I'm doing my math correctly, does that work out to be, you're talking 1,000? Is that about what, adding another 10,000 in buying power or so?
Yeah.
Something like that?
About that, depending on, you know. Yeah. Taxes and insurance,
right. So it can maybe get you to a spot where it can get you into a house that maybe you had your heart set on or an area that you're really hoping to get into that a mortgage insurance buyout is a good option there, right?
Boy, that's a good point.
For some people, it is dollars and cents. I mean, if your mortgage insurance is costing you $160 a month.
Right.
That's a big chunk of change.
Yeah. Yeah. This is an amazing opportunity for people. And I want to weigh it out for you, but usually you want to have that 740 credit score. You're really going to see that lower premium for the cost of that single premium option. But you don't need to have a 740.
Okay. I'm not very good at doing math on the fly, but okay. it works out. $80 a month works out to $16,000.
That's huge.
In buying power increase if you go that route. Again, you don't want to put yourself in a house poor position, but if it gets you something that you were looking for, it's an option to do that.
Well, and it keeps you competitive in a competitive market, too.
Right. And so, again, to recap, this is for conventional loans that you can do what's called a single premium buyout to get rid of your mortgage insurance. So you're not paying that for 4 to 6 whatever years before it might fall off. Right, exactly.
Correct. And you can do that as little as just a little over 6% down. Your sweet spot's going to be 10-15% down. You're going to see a lower premium on that cost. But
Well, let's talk about some of the other programs, loan programs, because we talked about FHA last week, conventional last week. Let's get into MHFA.
Yeah.
Minnesota Housing Finance Agency, correct?
Yes, this is a good one for, and you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer. This product allows you to purchase a home with as little as $1,000 out of pocket.
Yeah. I mean, $1,000.
Literally.
Right. That's your security deposit at your apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's your down payment.
Right. So basically your earnest money deposit is going to cover that minimum requirement for MHFA. Now, there's income limits with these programs, so you're going to want to talk to your lender about, you know, your gross annual income, household income. So you, your wife, if you have children that are there, they're going on household income. So this can be a little tricky. You want to work with a reputable lender that is going to calculate your income correctly, because this can turn into a nightmare for you if they're not doing the calculations correctly up front. But This is an amazing opportunity. You have two programs. You have the deferred payment option up to $10,000 in assistance, and then you have the monthly payment option up to $15,000 in assistance. And now we have that LIFT program that is available.
Let's touch on that. So yeah. What is the LIFT program and how does it work?
Yeah, the LIFT program is a true grant, and it's a five-year, basically, so it's $15,000. You have to buy within the city limit of St. Paul, Minneapolis, okay? And it's, again, it's a grant. So every year up to year five, a portion of that $15,000 is falling off. One thing to consider is you do not want to refinance or sell that home or transfer title within that first 5 years, because that $15,000 or whatever you have remaining on that balance is going to become full or due in full.
Right.
Okay.
And we talked about that in the last show. You know, if you're renting and you're thinking you're going to be here 3 to 5 years, well, 5 years for this program, look at that, $15,000 in money.
Free money.
To go buy a house, right? That... You couldn't ask. Now, can you compound that with an MHFA or no? It's on
something
its
own. You cannot do, but it does go with your, you know. So you have your traditional first mortgage, conventional or FHA, which would piggyback off of that.
Okay.
Now, one thing to consider is you do have to do an
does
8-hour.
Does it count as your down payment?
You can use it for down payment, closing costs.
Okay, so if you did a 3.5% FHA loan, 15 G's.
Can you be used all for your down payment?
That's
if you'd
amazing.
Like to? And then you can ask the seller to pay closing costs or finance those closing costs in.
Yep.
So one thing to remember is you have to do an 8-hour class. Don't want to scare you guys away from this, but this is a requirement for the LIFT program, is that 8-hour class to get these funds. But awesome opportunities, guys, for down payment assistance.
So basically you're earning $1,875 per hour to sit through that class.
Pretty good money. Yeah, someone's making some money.
Yeah.
No, but I mean it's worth your 8 hours, trust me.
Yes.
This is $15,000 that can get you into the house. I mean, ultimately that's a healthy down payment.
Yeah. So MHFA, $1,000 down. FHA or conventional, you got the LIFT program, there's $15,000 down. Granted, a little more restrictive as to where you can go. So Minneapolis, St. Paul there.
Yep.
Now, this one's a little more specialty, but the VA loans for veterans out there. I mean, I can tell you as a veteran myself that very, very rare have I ever seen a case that it makes sense not to use a VA loan. I mean,
very rare.
It's zero down. Zero with
down,
no
mortgage
insurance.
Oh my gosh. Right? It's amazing. And the rates are absolutely amazing. So if you are a veteran out there, we want to talk to you about the VA loan program. And we have some benefits that go along with the VA loan program.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know. You better be, if you've served and you're curious at all, because some people, I didn't serve 20 years. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I mean, I was in for seven and then one off, so total 8. So, okay. You know, and I know people, I think, 3-year commitments and stuff, right? That so you really want to... check, right?
You want to check, yeah. And, you know, if you're active duty, there's ways around that funding fee with certain types of disability income pay through the VA. And, again, just zero down, no PMI with absolutely amazing rates. If you're a veteran, we want to talk to you about it. Absolutely.
Now, here's another good program, another zero down option. And as the Twin Cities is expanding, it doesn't feel like you're getting that far out anymore, which is rural development.
Yeah, right? Just outside the city limits, you can do a zero down loan. Again, amazing interest rate. And, gosh, I mean, you can go up to North Branch or even just down out of Northfield and utilize.
Yeah,
these.
Well, I think where I'm moving falls, Newmarket Township.
Yeah, you're right there on the border.
Mm-hmm. So you know you don't really necessarily have to go that far out. Yeah, it's just a little bit north of Forest Lake.
Yeah,
little bit you know northwest of Anoka and places like that.
Correct.
Going south, it's just south of Lakeville.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a government-driven program, so we want to talk to you up front about it and get you pre-qualified or pre-approved so you don't run into any snags, because there are some qualifying factors with these types of programs that we want to talk to you about.
Yeah. Yep.
Just kind of like your interest rate. When someone calls me and asks me what my interest rate is, I ask them if they have 5 minutes because I want to ask them questions about what they're doing.
I like the what's your interest rate? What do you want it to be? Because right. you can make it what you want depending on what you want to pay and what program you want to use, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to just briefly touch on portfolio loan options and get into where the market's going. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. I just, my mind went right to the end.
Tongue twister. Yeah.
Rattling that off. Yeah, happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or mortgage questions. So we just went over MHFA, down payment assistance loans, VA, rural development, last week. If you didn't catch last week's show, go back and listen. You can do that through, I believe, AM950's website, where you can pull up all the podcasts. Also, we have on our Facebook page and YouTube channel as well. So that's, just look up Bricks Real Estate to find those. But yeah, we were talking about, conventional and FHA and some tips as to how to shop for mortgages. The last one I want to touch on before we get into what we're seeing the market doing here this December is portfolio loans. Now, this one is kind of interesting, right? For maybe somebody who's self-employed, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing opportunity. It's for someone that doesn't fit the requirements for your traditional conventional types of loan programs. A big one that we offer at Bell is going to be for your, you know, if you're a doctor or a dentist, or if you're just getting started, you're out of college and you want to buy a house. You know, you're going to have a career that you're going to make a good income at, but you're just not making that income now. We have a program for you if you're coming out of school to be in the health field, the doctor. So another, like you mentioned, Kirk, if you're self-employed, you know, if you have a good credit score, but you have compensating factors.
Right. So, I mean, I had somebody who had a ton of equity in their house, right? They made a decent income, but just the income without the equity from the other house didn't work, right? So we did a portfolio to get it done.
Right? Yep, and the bank's looking at the risk level of these loans. So, you know, with the company I work for, Bell Bank Mortgage, you know, we do have a portfolio team, and they're basically
underwriting division.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Like a board of directors, let's say. Just imagine that, three or four people, you know, analyzing these scenarios, and they make a decision.
Right. It's not an algorithm. It's people looking at it. Right.
Correct.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah. And they're not high interest rates either. It's not like, to do this is about 5%.
Correct. Yeah. No, interest rates are amazing. One thing too is if you have a lot of assets. If you're self-employed, or even if you're retired, let's say, but you are you're living on your assets, you know, your 401k, the money that you've earned over your career. These are types of programs that we want to talk to you about. They don't fit your traditional financing programs, but we do have a spot for you in our portfolio type of products.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, that can make a huge difference. So kind of just to recap, you know, finding the right loan. I mean, over the 2 weeks, we've talked about FHA, conventional, MHFA, which has conventional and FHA options. We've talked about the LIF program, VA, Rural Development, and portfolio. There's a lot of things to think about, right, when you're going out there shopping for a mortgage. And then once you have all that, it goes back to, what's the down payment? What are you doing for handling how closing costs are working? You know, what type of property are you buying? All of that comes into play to help find the best program at the best price.
Right.
Right. That's the key. Best program, best price for you.
Exactly.
Right? That works, right? And sometimes it's not just about payment. Like, if you want to save real money, shortening up that term, like we talked about, is huge.
Exactly. Well, the big thing too, Kirk, real quick, is that you have to know your loan program. You have to know your down payment. You want to know your interest rate. You want to know the type of property you're purchasing, because when you're out with your agent looking at properties and you find the one that you love and you want to make an offer, that's part of your purchase agreement. But the beauty behind that, if you're doing your homework up front, you can make an offer with full confidence. You're not wondering, gosh, I wonder what the payment is, or, geez, I don't know, we might not qualify for this one. You know what I mean? Those uncertainties are not okay.
No, you don't want that right then.
Yeah,
right.
No. So do your homework up front, guys.
Be careful of clickbait lenders, and I could go on for a while. Maybe we'll hit on that in the after show.
Yeah.
But let's talk about where the market is going. So rates look to be stabilizing.
They are.
Over the last few weeks.
We had a little bit of an uptick in the market due to the vaccine announcement.
Yeah, but. Yeah, bumped up and then dropped back. So 2.71 is what I'm seeing through Freddie Mac right now. It's been stable. Looks like 3 weeks running in that mark, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know you gave some information for our Market Monday video that we put out. Like if you're closing in 30 days or less, lock now. Otherwise, float it.
Correct.
Right? So.
Yeah, and ultimately that comes down to who you are. I mean, some people, they know, hey, if my rate's 2.75. I know what that is. I've never seen a rate this low in my life. They want to lock it in. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of that type of person.
I'm kind of waiting for the go-ahead to lock mine on the place I'm buying.
There still is a lot of uncertainty out there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
new president, we have coronavirus. We got a lot of things going on right now that we're uncertain about.
So, you know, the market's moving along. So I do the market meter. We've talked about that in the past.
Love that.
The market meter's been ticking up. It's been moving up. Election time, we were down at about 5.5-ish. Okay. And now it's up to 6.5. So that's into the seller's market territory again, right? So stable market back into seller's market. That has been moving up week after week. And a lot of it's due to these really low interest rates and the pressure on the market. If we look at new listings, so we've had some good news on that. It's been new listings are up over the same time last year. Most weeks over the course of the last eight, there was one that was down, and that was November 14th. But most weeks have been running ahead. The problem is when we look at pending sales, they're almost double the new listings.
Yeah.
Right? So we can't make any ground on inventory. So inventory is down 34% when I last checked it out. Yeah, 34%. I mean, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope that we see some relief as vaccine comes out, as people's comfort level with maybe putting their homes on the market increases. I mean, when we look at what sale prices have done this year, what do you say, up 30-some percent? No, 30-some thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah.
$30,000 average sale price increase in the Twin Cities.
That's crazy.
A year over year. So, I mean, there's going to be some sellers that look at that and go, yeah, I want to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, when they see the numbers and see how things are going with the vaccines, that we'll see a market that recovers. Interesting thing I want to point out is days on market, because this one gets thrown a lot. You know, and you really want to know what is real out there. So days on market down 23.9%. Over the same time last year at 35. That's the average. Now, keep in mind, that's all sale price points. So make sure that, if you're selling something, to have the appropriate expectation of days on market. You know, a great resource for that is Minneapolis Association of Realtors has a ton of good data on days on market for different areas, different price points. That's where I'm printing off all this.
A lot of real estate professionals base their numbers on that, right? As far as marketing, the days on market.
I thought you were going to say there's a lot of real estate professionals that look at those stats on that site. No, some real estate professionals,
right? Some, yeah, probably the ones you want to hire.
Yes. Median sale price. So. It was at 315K. It's been jumping up and down. So if we go back to August, it was 315, down to 310 in September, back up to 315 in October, and then for November, back down to 310. It's kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. But yeah, in the last minute of the show here, I think, you know, we're going to stay in that seller's market territory. We're not going to have a winter market. It's going to be non-existent this year, and it's because of interest rates as low as they are, and because of inventory being as low as it is. It's just the buyers that sat back during the summer and said, "Oh, I'm going to wait till the winter market. It's too hot." Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're
not going to see much of a difference. So the key is when you're out there shopping, don't look for the shiny ones online. Look for the ones with the bad photos, maybe. Look for the ones that have been on the market for a few days. That's where you can find the good buys.
Yes.
That's where you're not paying the ridiculous price necessarily. So, you know, those are the deals to be found out there.
Pictures tell a thousand lies.
They do. They absolutely do. Well, we'll be back again next week. Take care. Be safe.